USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The world is watching as the situation along Russia's border with Ukraine heats up. U.S. officials are reporting the State Department has ordered the families of U.S. Embassy personnel in Ukraine to begin evacuating the country by Monday. Russian troops along the border with Ukraine are now reported to be increasing. To counter the Russian threat, arms shipments are now pouring into Ukraine. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine has announced the first shipments of ammunition has already arrived. This was directed by President Biden. U.S. officials say small arms ammunition is the major portion of the shipments, which the State Department is now calling lethal aid. They say the weaponry is needed by the Ukrainian soldiers on the front lines. Javelin anti-tank missiles are expected to arrive sometime next week from the Baltics and the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
A winter storm is bringing significant ice and snow to portions of the southeast and mid-Atlantic coast. Residents are not out of the woods as a blast of Arctic air will bring the threat for a rapid freeze-up. Ice and snow hampered travel in cities like Raleigh, North Carolina, where a Delta Airlines flight skidded off the runway at Raleigh-Durham International Airport on Friday night. Meteorologists are saying temperatures are going to drop overnight. At least one person was injured in a four-vehicle crash in Los Angeles Friday, including a vehicle driven by Arnold Schwarzenegger. The actor and former California governor wasn't injured. Details are still emerging on what caused the crash. Authorities say the impact was so severe that the airbags in Schwarzenegger's SUV were released. Police say alcohol and drugs were not involved in the collision. So far, no one has been charged in the incident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
There's an update in the case of Gabby Petito, who was found dead in September in a national park in Wyoming. The FBI office in Denver said a notebook found near the remains of Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundry, shows an admission by Laundry that he was responsible for her death. Her body was found by searchers at a park in Wyoming. Laundry immediately became the prime suspect. His body was found in October, and authorities say he killed himself. The FBI also said Laundry sent text messages from her cell phone after she died to make it seem as if she was still alive. A brush fire called the Colorado Fire has burned about 1,500 acres near Big Sur in California. This has forced many in several California cities to evacuate. Highway 1 was closed in both directions near the entrance to Andrew Malera State Park in Big Sur to Rio Road in Carmel. Gusty winds were blowing about 35 miles per hour in the area at the start of the fire. The fire has continued to burn and spread as humidity levels stayed in the teens, but the National Weather Service of the Bay Area noted that the heat signature on satellite was decreasing. High wind warnings and wind advisories remain in effect from the Sierra Nevadas into Southern California on Saturday, with winds expected to ease by Sunday across the region. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.